AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. The U.S.-Iran war is expanding with statements of defiance and increasing casualties.
Iran and Iranian-backed militias have fired missiles at Israel and Arab states, apparently hitting the U.S. embassy compound in Kuwait, while Israel and the U.S. pound targets in Iran. In Iran, the Red Crescent Society says the U.S.-Israeli airstrikes have killed over 550 people so far in the Islamic Republic, and more than 130 cities across the country have come under attack. 11 people have been killed in Israel, according to authorities there. Meanwhile, Kuwait's defense ministry says several American warplanes have crashed in the country, and the U.S. embassy compound was also hit. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has claimed strikes on Israel, which fired back, killing officials say over 30. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a social media video posted last night, President Donald Trump says more U.S. troops will likely die in the war.
America will avenge their deaths and deliver the most punishing blow to the terrorists who have waged war against basically civilization. They have waged war against civilization itself.
Authorities in Austin, Texas say they're looking at terrorism in an early morning deadly shooting.
Three people were killed, including the suspected gunman, and 14 others were wounded when Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says a man opened fire on patrons at a popular bar in the city. She says the man in an SUV drove near Buford's backyard beer garden early Sunday.
At one point, he put his flashers on, rolled down his window, and began using a pistol, shooting out of his car windows.
Audio courtesy of KVUE. The FBI says there were indicators on the suspect and in his SUV that the shooting may have been tied to terrorism. I'm Donna Water.
This is AP News. The U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran rattled world markets this morning. U.S. futures fell more than 1%, and oil prices are soaring. That's through gains for defense contractors and oil companies that help limit losses in Asian trading. AP's Julie Walker reports actor Shia LaBeouf has been arrested again on a battery charge in New Orleans.
Actor Shia LaBeouf, who was arrested and charged with battery after police say he punched several people outside a New Orleans bar February 17th, was arrested again Saturday and charged. Video of the incident outside Royal Street Inn and R Bar, where LaBeouf is accused of repeatedly using homophobic slurs while hitting multiple people during Mardi Gras, shows the actor shirtless, shoving someone to the ground and hitting another in the face. On Thursday, a New Orleans judge ordered him back to drug and alcohol rehab. At that hearing, LaBeouf's lawyer said being drunk on Mardi Gras is not a crime.
I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.